Nancy?
Well, I think maybe that she got some of the color there that maybe a camera wouldn't have got. You can't always be sure just what the camera's going to get. And I think she got what she wanted to and probably was pretty well satisfied with it. That's what she wanted to get.
Well, I expected that peacock to really start an argument, and it did. Let's see. Let's go on to the next question here. Which artists do you think reflect present-day American life better? The artists in the U of I show, or the magazine illustrators, or the men who draw a little Abner Dick Tracy? What do you think of that, Carl?
First of all, I'd like to say definitely not the magazine illustrators, because they sort of show the glitter of life, and that isn't what's really, that isn't really life.
Nancy?
Well, I agree. Most always they show the sophisticated, glamorous side of life. And I wonder whether the people, the painters in this show, wanted to show the typical American life or the represent American life. I'm not quite sure that they did, most of them. I don't know whether that was what they were trying to get or not.
Well, how about those that that did attempt to do that? Do you think they do it?
I think some of them succeeded.
Mm-hmm. Philip?
Well, I disagree with both of them. I think the magazine illustrators are... reflect present-day American life. The reason for that, that the artists in the U of I show just give more or less the old trend around here, some of them, I mean, in this community. And the drawers are Little Abner and Dick Tracy. Well, they're just kind of like Dick Tracy's always Dick Tracy from when he started, and Dick Tracy hasn't changed too awful much. And I think that people have all changed since Dick Tracy has started. Another thing too, magazine illustrators are their pictures and all go all over the United States, and they get likes and dislikes from every state.
Well,
and all. And
these pictures do too, Joyce.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that that the comics, don't you think they show American life?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think they do pretty well, but. I mean, Dick Tracy's been the same since he started.
Yeah, but look at
people have changed their habits.
But look at Little Abner. I mean, when the Schmoes or whatever they were, when they were such a fad, that was a thing. And Little Abner and Lena the Hyena, and well, all the fads seem to be carried through. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them are carried through by those comics.
Which came first, Little Abner, Schmoes,
I think,
or the Schmoes on the market? I mean, I think that kind of influenced them.
Well, another way you could interpret the question is. They show American life because they, in a way, have sort of changed things around.
Now, which one are you talking about?
This one about the cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
You think of a fat person, and the cartoons have changed it around till you think of a fat person as a very happy and very gay person, because most of the time, when they want to show a gay person, they make him nice and fat and round and everything.
And with a cigar
and
so
when
forth.
They want to show a cartoon of a villain, they put over the idea of villain till when you think of villain, you think of a dark hat pulled down, a mustache, and a big black cloak.
Well, they're rather obvious about
that,
aren't they?
And they exaggerate the points until that's what you think of now, and the cartoons have helped bring that about.
Mm-hmm. Dennis?
Oh, she said what I was going to say.
Nancy?
Well, you get a pretty definite type through your Dick Tracy. I mean, he's always the same. Dick Tracy is always the same, but some of the people around him change. Now, when you get into broader fields, instead of just the comic strips, when you get into cartoons in general, then it varies. Then you get some that certainly depict American life, some of the ones in Post and so forth that give a humorous and side of it, but they still do a pretty good job of
showing a picture of little incidental parts of American
small,
life. They don't go on a broader scale, do they? And I think these pictures, a lot of the painters in the show here, attempt to give a picture of American life on a much broader scale. Clarence?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. I think that these artists here, their paintings, give more of a broader thought of the people nowadays, or reflect present-day American life, rather than Little Abner and Dick Tracy. I don't know. I think they do. I think the men who draw Little Abner and Dick Tracy reflect more the present-day American life than these artists here.
Well, I'd say the present minute. I would compare that with some of the very popular songs we've had, like Boppity Boppity Boop. And I think in about 6 weeks we'll have forgotten about it. Yet, some of the symphonic music you see lasts for generations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the painters here attempt to do a long-range job of that kind, rather than just taking the subject of the
Not
particular
just
moment.
Fads.
That's just fad styles, present-day styles. Carmen?
Well, I've heard people remark that they're all the same. And for
what,
example,
the paintings?
Yes. Now, I don't know who painted these two paintings I'm going to refer to, but there's two different pictures of a circus here. Now, one is right to the side of us, and there's a lady who is holding a clown up on her feet, and everything is very gay, and it shows real light and happiness. And there's one on the far wall on the other side of us that just shows the circus is all rather cheap, and they use a lot of pink and orange and yellow and flashy colors, and they make the clown look real ugly, and you can see there's a smile painted on his face, but his mouth's all turned down and everything, and there's just two different interpretations of circus.
Nancy?
Well, I think this one over here that we can see, the southern community, he has tried and succeeded to get the type of people and the type of community in the south, rather a poor community, I guess.
You mean that guaf meat picture?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You get the color nicely spotted and so forth, and I think he's done a good job of it.
Well, you know, Carmen, you've exhibited some interesting taste comments here. What influenced you most in acquiring your present taste in art?
Well, first of all, my mother's always helped me as far as color and what goes together nice, and just basic things like first graders and second graders and on through grade school.
In school?
Well, she gave me the basic training. Uh-huh.
Your mother?
Uh-huh.
She had more of an influence than your school did,
then? Mm-hmm. And then on through, and then my art teacher here in high school has helped me a lot.
Joyce, how about you?
Well, in the last couple of years, I didn't appreciate modern art either. I mean, I just thought, just like most people think about it, just is a lot of lines and things. But then I took art lessons from one of the professors, I guess, over here for just one summer, and then it changed my whole opinion toward it, and I really like it now. And I think it's going
on. Would you want to say that we like what we know?
Yeah, I think so.
Dennis?
Well, I think these art exhibits over here have helped me a great deal in the art.
That's wonderful. Nancy?
Well, I didn't get my tendencies toward it at home. I mean, you sort of grow into them, like these shows here, and your teachers help quite a lot. Of course, it depends a lot on the teachers, too. It's something for me that I've grown into through my teachers more than natural artistic tendencies at home.
They really help you see
certain
things about art. Clarice, how about you?
Well, I think my influence comes from the fact that I've just liked art as long as I can remember. And I know my high school years has helped me a lot by seeing these exhibits here, and it's given me more of an opinion, more of a wider field of appreciation. And I think it's just my influence is due to the fact that I like art. It's my one thing I like the best. I want to make my job that, and it's just that, I don't know, I appreciate it.
Well,
I don't like it.
Tell me this now. Now, I assume, and I gather from what you've all said, that you like art. But do you apply the things that you learn at school about art to your everyday life, such as your clothing and your home, etc.? Carl?
Even people that haven't had art, to some extent, do apply color and different things like that. Why, what would you think if you went home and your mother put in front of you white potatoes, hominy, everything was white. There'd be white milk, and there wouldn't be any color whatsoever. Everything on the table was white. You wouldn't have an appetite at all. At least you noticed it.
You got hungry enough.
And
sure
people
would.
Just don't realize that they notice things like that.
No, you wouldn't go so far as to say that color has more influence on your appetite than the smell, would you?
Well, it has a lot to do with it. You wouldn't want to eat purple meat.
Color?
Well, in many cases, your room's decorated with balance and colors like go together nicely, and like your clothes, you wouldn't want to have red hair and wear a pink shirt or something like that. It'd be kind of bad.
In other words, after you have learned a little about color harmonies or what colors and textures go well together, you do try to apply them to your everyday life. Joyce? Excuse me, Nancy.
Go ahead. Well, I think color is the one you apply most easily, because some of the others about line and so forth, you don't get such a chance to experiment around with.
Well, it doesn't seem like we do have a chance, because most of what we do in our clothes and arranging our room and things, well, that seems like we know that instinctively, and most people do, to a certain extent anyway, but it doesn't seem like we learn so much about what we do with our clothes and with our room from school.
Well, you want to very quickly put on a plaid skirt and a polka dot blouse.
I know,
and
but
so there's your line right there. Not many people
I know, but
would.
You don't. But not anybody else would either. Just because we took art doesn't mean that somebody else would, because they haven't taken art.
No, I mean everybody. I've seen a few people who do. It isn't very successful.
But you will admit that it helps, though, to have had something in art.
I mean, you have a reason for it.
I think just naturally that you, even though you haven't had art, you will put on the right things. I mean, just you wouldn't put on a, if you had red hair, put on a red shirt. I mean, you just know that, take it for granted. I mean, it wouldn't go so good together.
Well, would you know that instinctively, or will have somebody told you about that before?
Well, maybe somebody wouldn't have told me, or maybe I just would have saw that.
Well, you see what other people are wearing, and then you get used to it. But I think art is more likely to make you aware of other colors rather than just red and blue and green.
Mm-hmm. Well, along, Joyce?
Well, I was going to say, do you think that it is acquired, that your, like taste in colors, because, red and purple don't go bad together. I mean, you see it in pictures, and it doesn't go bad, but yet somebody puts a red and purple throwing skirt on together, and everybody frowns on it.
They don't put the right colors together. There's
it's,
different shades
it's the type,
color.
That's right, it's the shade, it's the type of red and purple. It's very difficult to make them work, and you've got to be very precise with the amount of red in the red and the purple in the purple. I have one more question. I think we'll just have time for one more, and it has to do with pinups. Tell me this. Why do young people use pinups by Petty and Varga instead of some of the things that we've talked about here today, Cezanne or Degas or Picasso? Is that going to stick you? Well, here you are. I'll bet you've got some of those things up in your own rooms. Dennis, what have you got hanging on your wall?
I just think this younger generation wouldn't care for this as a general, this kind of paintings and you find here in the art exhibits. They'd care for the other, I think.
Well, here you've been saying that you like this stuff.
Well, I do, yes, but as a whole, I'd out of high school all over the world would.
Clarence?
I like this modern art here to a certain extent, but I don't think I wanted a pin up in my room. I'd want all these pretty girls up in my room, but I don't think I'd want to look at this every day with some of these modern art pictures here. I think I'd rather look at some of these the girls.
Nancy?
Well, maybe in 300 years people will put Picasso up in their walls, but I'm a little bit doubtful.
Well, that's very hard for me to understand. Here we go raving about this stuff, yet we will not put it up on our own walls.
Well, the good Lord's already made the form. The artist doesn't have to exaggerate.
I think that should sum it up. Well, I think our time is about up, and I want to thank you all for this wonderful job you did on this program, and I also want to thank your teachers, Mrs. Henwood of Urbana High, Miss Robertson of Champaign High, and Miss Bradshaw of University High, for helping me to find you people.